corner.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yes.
Kentucky State Police is currently working a fatality on I-24 East at the 51-mile marker in Lyon County, Kentucky. Kentucky State Police received multiple calls at approximately 4:38 p.m. Today's date, Central Time. Right now, it appears 11 vehicles are involved. At least 19 people were involved in the accident. Five have been flown to both Nashville and Evansville, Indiana. Eight transported by ground via EMS, and four people refused medical treatment. Currently, we do have I-24 eastbound still closed at this time. Keith Todd, if you'll explain a little bit more about that.
Okay. I-24 eastbound is closed between the Kentucky 293 exit 45 interchange south of Eddyville. We are detouring traffic down 293 to Kentucky 93 southward to return to I-24 at the Kentucky 139 interchange. Right now, things along the detour are running fairly smoothly. We have flaggers at all of the intersections, and it's actually run a little better than we thought it might. Traffic backup right now is about 3 miles. We do have a few semis who are caught in between the closure point and the crash site, and we are working with the state police now to try to turn those vehicles around and get them out of that entrapment area there. We're also working to come up with some light plants to assist the state police when they start their reconstruction work, hopefully in the next hour or two. We're still thinking at this time that the closure is probably going to last until well after midnight, maybe as late as 2 a.m. or later. We'll be providing regular updates once we get to a point where we think we can project out a time we think it will reopen. We'll try to share that with everybody. Again, right now we have the detour from exit 45 down Kentucky 93 to Kentucky 139, but we are suggesting that truck traffic take I-69 north to the Pinneral Parkway and then go south, because that's a much better route for trucks and will actually, time-wise, it may take a little bit longer, but it's a much better route for trucks, particularly the double trailer trucks, and we're seeing quite a bit of those out. We have a lot of heavy traffic because of the July 4th holiday. We're peaking vacation season here, so you know, there's a lot of traffic coming through, but that should start dropping off some as we go into the evening hours, and so we think that the detour may actually run even better as we get into the night and have less traffic.
Y'all have any questions? Like I said, we do have the one fatality, though, that has been confirmed.
Just the one you have confirmed at this point?
Correct. We have several people that are obviously been flown out in critical condition at this time. We're waiting on word. The investigation is still ongoing at this time.
Have you determined the cause of the wreck yet?
We have not determined the cause. Preliminary, the investigation, witnesses have stated that a semi was traveling eastbound. Traffic was slow to stop. The semi then struck one of the vehicles from behind, which caused a chain reaction and caused the other vehicles to be involved.
So how many injured and how many fatalities?
We have one fatality at this time, and we have a total of at least 13 injured at this time.
You said how many helicopters were flown out?
Five people were transported via helicopter, five separate helicopters. I think most of the patients, it appears, have been taken to Evansville, Indiana, and Nashville, Tennessee for treatment.
Okay. Thank you.
Sir. Sure.